This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Speaking of lawyers, Art Rooney, too, getting slammed by his players 2 years in a row, got awful grades last year. That was when Donnie went on a rant and said Rooney was the worst owner in Pittsburgh sports. And things haven't changed. He's in the bottom five. He got a D grade from his players in this NFLPA poll. That's 28 out of 32 teams. Do we have, Donnie, can you or Chris, you've got a functional laptop. Can you pull up the teams that are below them? Because that's only four teams then.
I believe one of them, just off the complete top of my head, is what, Arizona, the Bidwill?
Give me a dime.
Yeah, they are
Mike
last.
Brown.
So the bottom five are Steelers, Jets, Browns, Patriots, Cardinals.
Oh, wow, Mike Brown doing even better than Art Rooney.
Wait, give me it again. Patriots?
Do you want the exact order?
Yeah, go down from 28 to 32.
Well, the Steelers are 28.
Steelers are 28. Jets 29, Browns 30, Patriots 31, Cardinals 32.
Right. So, I mean, the outlier there is in my opinion, the Patriots, just because they did so much winning under Kraft. And, yeah, I look, I mean, it's been in the Rooney family name since 1933, but this is not Art's team. Robert's responsible for the Patriots having all six of their Super Bowl titles and equaling the Steelers for the most in team history. So that's a little bit of a perplexing one. But everybody else that the Steelers are lumped in with makes sense. Woody Johnson is looked at as an incompetent boob.
Jimmy Haslam's a crook.
Yep, and also extremely incompetent. And the Bidwells have basically presided over the most, like...
dysfunctional. They're dysfunctional,
dysfunctional
too.
Dysfunctional and unsuccessful teams in NFL history. So, that I get. It's Art residing in this neighborhood that is, I think, a stain on him currently as owner, and the reason why it resonates more is because they're not getting the results that they used to get. Yes, they still have winning seasons, but it's not translating in a way that we're accustomed to seeing it, which is win games that really matter late in the year. And this speaks to the issue of things that are not player salary and head coach salary, because that's the other thing they value more than anybody else. The other areas where you try to win within the margins, making sure your facilities are state-of-the-art, making sure the staff, not just your assistant coaching staff, which is obviously an issue and an Art problem, but the entire workforce of people who try to make your football team better, this shows again that he lacks in that department. And the reason why I think it's so damning now is because they do have more roster turnover than they used to, as far as they've been way more willing to bring in players from other organizations. So, like, I could understand if T.J. Watt or Cam Hayward, they don't know what they don't know. They've only played for one NFL team. So they only have maybe, like, what they hear from friends. They haven't experienced it other places. They've brought in more players from other teams. Therefore, they've got something to compare it back to. And I think that's how you get these grades, Chris.
Doesn't compare favorably.
It makes art look horrible.
Well, think of just here's the other thing. I think somebody said, and I have to go double check this. I think Michael Bidwill is facing like harassment lawsuits. Woody Johnson's got a kid named Brick making decisions like
off Madden ratings.
Off Madden. Kraft is something of an outlier, but even he's been connected, obviously, to some pretty salacious things off the field. Jimmy Haslam,
like,
massage parlor situation.
Yes. Are we allowed to say happy endings? I think so.
He was
uncouth, maybe, but
very uncouth. I would say uncouth. Yes, uncouth's correct,
but not dumpable.
No, it's uncouth. The phrasing, yeah, and probably tawdry is the practice.
Yeah, very tawdry, on the high end of tawdry.
Correct, but he's obviously very successful. Haslam, complete like clown. Woody Johnson, clown. Bidwill, clown. To varying degrees, you could argue all of them kind of like bad guys. My point is, other than the Patriots, and even they've experienced it, the Steelers are the only team where the owner is being ranked in the bottom five here who have, on the surface, Pony, experienced consistent success by the sheer definition of do you win more often than you lose? Think of how bad it has to be that even these guys who might be coming from crappier franchises from a win-loss perspective see what he's all about after being here. And they're like, man, this, at least from like his standpoint, that they're the family who runs it like a family business, this isn't all it's cracked up to be.
We'll get into where Tomlin rated among his players and how that compares to the other 31 NFL head coaches. But it is a win for Tomlin and a loss for Art, because when you read things like Rooney ranked 30 out of 32 teams, an average rating for perceived willingness to invest in facilities. Basically, the players are saying, we try to win. We try to do more with less. And if you gave us more, maybe we could do more.
Well, doesn't it follow that, like, if people feel like they're working in a place where the conditions are good, and this isn't a perfect theory because, like, the Eagles got dinged pretty badly for some stuff on this. I think, like, their team flights
and the Chiefs owner didn't do well
right.
in this poll last
so
year.
It's not perfect, and I don't want to make it sound like
but
it's a perfect
2 years
one-to-one.
In a row, Art got terrible scores.
Right, I don't want to make this sound like it's a perfect
it's
one-to-one
It's not like
comp.
They tried to send a message last year, Art cleaned it up, and then they gave him good grades
well,
this year.
Here's what somebody would say back. They'd say the Falcons actually did get a big jump in grades because they upgraded a bunch of stuff, and where did it get them? Fine. But, like, most of the time, I think you would say in most workplaces, people who feel like the workplace is better suited to, like, you know, it's just a better workplace environment in every way, whether that's facilities or whatever, would say that they're going to do better work when that's, like, what their workplace is like. And there's just been no, like, meaningful effort on the Steelers' part to change any of that.
The old school Steelers mentality or the old school belief in them was, they're a family-first business.
It's like playing
players.
It's different
like
here.
Family.
It's really different
yes.
here. It's not the same as it is in every other place where you're discarded like just a number on a spreadsheet.
They actually care about you. They treat you like gold.
When Dan Rooney's talking to you, you get the sense he really – not that they – you know, they said that back years and years ago. When he's talking to you, you get the sense he really cares.
The players don't actually believe that because when they got a chance to hammer this team anonymously and their owner, they did.
Think about this one picture that gets thrown around there because, frankly, it is a funny picture. Dan Rooney, towards the end of his life, when he was becoming a little bit more frail – and who's standing next to him with the mean mug, but they're both kind of doing it? Ike Taylor. When have you ever, and it's obvious that Ike revered him, like, reverential figure for Ike.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen that kind of picture or that kind of obvious affection from player to owner under Art's stewardship?
Yeah, Art's not warm and fuzzy, but, I mean,
I don't think Dan was warm and fuzzy, but those guys knew he gave a crap.
A little bit more. He was cutthroat. I mean, he made some very difficult business decisions.
Right, but they knew he cared.
I know. I would say Ben probably holds Art in high regard because he knows that Art picked him when Tomlin and
Kevin
Colbert wanted him gone.
Okay, but again, where is some of that stuff that like crosses over behind the scenes and like you get these visible displays of the way they feel about something?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.